averaging over 20,000. They do have one of the better attendances in MLS, and now they're going to be losing their best player as Alphonso Davies will get his backpack on and head over to Bayern Munich for a big money fee. We're looking at 13 million euros as reported. Joining us now is Sam Staeschel, national writer at MLSsoccer.com. Thanks for doing this, Sam. By our understanding, the Whitecaps get the entirety of this transfer fee because Davies is a homegrown player. But I guess the question will be, what do the Whitecaps do with it? Do they invest it in this team and try to, you know, make a run at something here as they have Davies through the back half of this season, we expect?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on, guys. First of all, appreciate it. And they will get 100% of the fee because Davies is a homegrown player, as you mentioned, which is a nice little wrinkle, obviously. The rest of the players that aren't homegrowns, either you get two-thirds or three-quarters, depending on their designation. So that's obviously a serious chunk of change when you're talking about 13 million euros. So it's good for the Caps that they get to keep that extra quarter. And, you know, there's a whole number of things that they could do with it. And it sort of depends a little bit on when the transfer fee comes through. Because he's staying with the team through the rest of the season, I'm not 100% sure whether or not it's going to be a transfer now and then a loan back to Vancouver, or a transfer later on after the season in January. And whether or not how that's structured will kind of affect a little bit in terms of what they can do this summer or next offseason. But I do expect them, and really I don't think there's any way they can't go out and make a pretty serious signing with all of this money. There's no reason for the Caps to not go out and get a guy. I mean, if they wanted to, they could go out and get a guy like Atlanta's Miguel Almiron, who's arguably the best player in the league. And I believe Atlanta ended up playing around 12 million American dollars all in for him, including salary. So you could go out and get a guy of that caliber if you wanted to, or if you could swing it, or you could divide it up among a few different ways. And I caught the tail end of the conversation there and investing it back into the community, and maybe they restart USL. Maybe there's some other relationships with minor league teams, or build out the academy a little bit more. But there's a lot of possibilities with what the Caps can do with this money. And I think how they spend it will be really telling in terms of the direction of the club.
How does this type of transfer, the money that is being, how does that affect the rest of the MLS? Like, there's got to be teams around the league just licking their chops right now going, oh my God, this is outstanding. Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it do for the rest of the league?
Yeah, no, I think it's really big, and I actually think it's really big for one of the guys I just mentioned, Miguel Almiron.
Yeah.
But you know, the fact that Alphonso is a 17-year-old, and obviously he's very talented, loads of potential. He's produced pretty good numbers this year, but by no means is he near the top of the league in terms of what he's been able to do,
right,
stat-wise. So when you know you have a future club coming for a future player or a current player on another team in MLS, they can point to this as sort of a benchmark and say, well, Bayern paid X amount for Alphonso Davies, and our guy, while maybe he's 5 years older than Alphonso, maybe he, you know, his ceiling might not be quite as high. He's more of a finished product, and so you're going to have to pay us this much.
Right.
So it kind of sets the table for negotiations. It sets a benchmark for negotiations for other MLS teams, and I think that's really important. So I think it's huge, and I think it'll be a good thing for other MLS clubs as they look to sell some of their star players on to big teams in Europe.
Is this, you know, a sign that Europe or the bigger soccer leagues are taking MLS more seriously as to guys that are performing in this league and how they can translate into Europe's top five leagues?
I think so a little bit, but I honestly think it's more MLS realizing that, hey, we need to integrate ourselves in the global market. For a long time, MLS, you know, it's been a pretty insular league. There's a lot of, obviously, idiosyncrasies here. There's a lot of different rules in MLS, as I'm sure you guys know, that are very unique to this league, and we don't see anywhere else in any other soccer league around the world. And that's created kind of a market that is hesitant to sell. Particularly with American and Canadian players who oftentimes are seen as kind of draws at the gate for a lot of these teams. But I think with more money coming into MLS that's available for teams to spend, I think we've seen teams become a little bit more savvy in terms of who they're picking up. And then losing one star player probably isn't going to hurt you quite as much as it would in years past. And I think the other part is teams are kind of realizing, like, okay, you know, we are where we are in MLS. We're not La Liga. We're not the Premier League. We're not the Bundesliga. And that's okay. But we understand where we are, and we understand that, hey, you know, it's good for us to sell our players abroad. That creates some visibility for our league in terms of players coming in. That creates revenue for us in terms of things we want to do, whether that's fund player signings, fund the academy, fund a USL team, whatever. And ideally, if you're good at it, right, it kind of launches a cycle where you're generating a lot of revenue for your club, you're paying off of a lot of investments, and you're increasing exposure and ultimately raising the quality of the league. So I think it's kind of a realization of MLS clubs that, hey, we need to start to get into this business a little bit more. And I think it's a really positive first step. Or not necessarily first step, but a first big step that the Caps are making here, really among all the teams in the league.
Yeah, and you know, you just had mentioned something. The U.S. not making the World Cup, Canada obviously not making the World Cup. This has to be big for grassroots soccer. What does this do for grassroots soccer around the country?
For Davies, the Davies signing?
Yes.
You know, I mean, I'm not up in Canada, so it's hard for me to speak to that. You guys probably have a better feel of it.
But even North American development, Sam, yeah, because, like, can't guys – it does – part of MLS is building something that can, you know, prove to young players that they can go on to these big,
yes,
glorious,
yeah,
clubs. And I think for any player that has aspirations of playing in MLS, you know, they know that they can start in that direction and end up over there. I think that's kind of where this helps.
Yeah, no, and I think that's really important. I think that's a good point. And I think it still really varies club by club, right? So if you're a kid growing up in Vancouver, or in the case of Alphonso Davies in Edmonton, and you see Alphonso Davies go on to a big club, or you see the Montreal Impact sell Balut Tabla to Barcelona B last year for a big fee, you go, okay, I can go develop with my local MLS team, and when the time comes, they're going to be more than willing to move me on if a big club comes offering. I think with American MLS teams, they've been a little bit slower to do it, honestly. And I think you're starting to see that. Dallas is kind of a good example, right? The other day they trade Kellen Acosta, who's a kind of an emerging prospect with the U.S. men's national team over the past few years, to Colorado. And last year, you know, he had some interest from abroad. They never had any formal offers, they said. But it's kind of a stark contrast to what happened with Davies. They chose not to move him on. He ends up going to Colorado for kind of a pittance compared to what Vancouver are getting for Alphonso Davies. And you look at other teams around the league, and a lot of their best academy kids are not even signing in MLS, and they're going over to Europe. So I think if you want to create an environment where you're signing your best homegrown talent, and you're retaining it, and you're letting them develop, then you need to be willing to do things like Vancouver did and sell Alphonso Davies. Otherwise, those kids are going to just go to Europe right away and, you know, try their luck from the beginning. If it works, great. If it doesn't, they'll probably think to themselves, well, I can always come back to MLS, no skin off my nose. So I think you're going to need to see teams start to be more willing to do this in order to better develop their own local top talent.
Sam Stayskull, national writer at MLSsoccer.com, joining us here on Sportsnet 650. And I think across Canada, and maybe outside of MLS circles, Sam, this is kind of being met with a little bit of shock in terms of just the value of the deal and the idea that, you know, a club like Bayern Munich would value a player who's a young player who's excelling in MLS this much. Is that, like, do you think domestically in North America we still downplay what Major League Soccer is in comparison to some of the bigger leagues in the world?
That's a really interesting question. If you had asked me that a year ago, I think I would have said yes, kind of unequivocally. Now I think I'll be a little bit more hesitant to say yes anyway. I think we're starting to value ourselves a little more properly. I think in some cases we might overvalue ourselves a little bit, at least here in the U.S., and I think that's been kind of a problem down here after the U.S. didn't qualify for the World Cup and kind of the lack of response to that failure. Maybe not so much in MLS, but more on the national federations level. So that's an interesting question. And again, I think it kind of varies team by team, right? I think the smartest teams understand where they are in the global pecking order, and they have to constantly think about that. They have to constantly think of themselves in terms of global soccer. And I think the teams that are kind of more isolated and less operating in that sphere probably are going to start to get left behind a little bit, right? They're not going to sell their players on. They're not, and if you're not going to sell your players on, it's going to be harder for you to attract top talent. So I think it's an interesting question, and I think it really varies among a ton of different people and a ton of different important people in the national federations, the league, and the clubs.
Sam Stasekel, our guest. This is kind of a hard thing to quantify, but you know, recently Bayern Munich, and they like every big club has young players that come in and maybe don't reach the potential that the club hopes that they would. But a couple of big time young players that Bayern recently signed, Renato Sanchez, who's Portuguese and he played in Euro 2016 when Portugal won, and also a U.S. player in Julian Green, who didn't turn out as well as many had hoped. How difficult a spot is this for Davies? And like, do you think it's the right spot for a young player to end up on such a big club at such a young age?
Well, I mean, there's certainly a lot of risk involved for Alphonso here, right? I don't think anyone's expecting him to go in and walk into Munich and immediately start getting minutes with the first team. I think we could see a situation where he goes out on loan. Maybe he spends the second half of the 2018-19 season in Munich learning, kind of adapting to the culture, learning their tactics, being in their system, that sort of thing, and then he goes out on loan the next summer for a full season. But, yeah, I mean, it's a huge risk. Big teams like this sign young players like Alphonso Davies pretty frequently. And the hit rate in terms of who makes it, the percentage isn't great, right? You think of a team like Chelsea, who have a billion players out on loan every season, right? How many of those guys go on to actually make an impact with the first team? Not that many. So that's a situation, you know, that's part of the risk in this deal. On the other side of the coin, from Davies' perspective, why not give it a try, right? You're going to a team like Bayern Munich, world-renowned, terrific club, has a history of bringing young players along well and developing them. And worst case, maybe you go out on loan, and if it doesn't work with Munich, it might be able to work somewhere else. You're going to increase your exposure in Europe, and you know you're going to make a decent chunk of change in the process. So there's definitely a risk, but he's so young that I'm sure he's kind of thinking of that and saying, all right, even if it doesn't work at Munich, I can maybe make it work somewhere else in Europe, and even if it doesn't work there, you know, I can maybe come back to MLS, maybe back to Vancouver some point down the road and try and make this work in a different way. So there's definitely a risk. And, you know, to be totally honest, the odds probably aren't in his favor to make a huge impact at Bayern Munich ever. But there's that possibility, and there's a lot of opportunities that this should open up, even if he doesn't do great for Munich itself.
Last one before we let you go, Sam, but I know Justin Miram is not in the best situation with Orlando. I have seen some linking to him to Vancouver. What do you know about that, and have you heard anything about the Whitecaps and how interested they are in being active this window?
Yeah, so I've heard a little bit about the Whitecaps potentially being interested in Miram. I haven't heard that in a couple of days, however, so I'm not sure how the fact that Davies is staying through the end of the season will affect that or possibly change that. That said, I think he's pretty much done in Orlando, and I expect him to move here sometime this week. Columbus are definitely in the running. I think if another team are going to get into play, I think Vancouver could be one of those. So in terms of the Caps overall strategy for the summer, again, I think a lot of it comes down to when those transfer funds come through and when they become available. We'll see what happens with Miram. I wouldn't be shocked if they added him, maybe if they added another winger from somewhere else in the league. But the clock's ticking. It's 2 weeks left in the transfer window. So if they're going to get something done, particularly in the international market, they're going to need to get on it quickly.
Sam, always appreciate the time, man. We'll talk soon. Thanks for this.
Sportsnet 650.